This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, and it is the 6th of September 2010. Today I'm talking with Manny Badillo, a 9/11 victim's family member and a tireless campaigner for 9/11 truth, who has been associated with We Are Change New York, the NYC CAN initiative to establish a local commission to investigate 9/11, and is now part of the Building What television advertising campaign to raise awareness of Building 7. Manny Badillo, thank you for joining me today on the Corbett Report.
James, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate the time that you're giving to covering this particular campaign, but all the different events and actions that people have taken in the past to reveal the truth about what happened to my uncle and 3,000 others on 9/11, and also to get to the justice and accountability that we're all due and we all deserve.
Well, that's exactly right. We are all due, and we do all deserve justice and accountability for what happened that day. So let's start by finding out about yourself and your history. How and why did you become involved with 9/11 Truth?
Well, what happened is, the worst day in our family's history. The anniversary is coming up in a few days. And the worst day wasn't the 11th. The worst days were the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, when we didn't hear from my uncle. And we were searching everywhere in the city. We were going to so many different hospitals and centers, and when there was just no word from him, that's when the family really, it was sinking in that he wasn't coming back, and he was the light. He was the rock. I mean, the man, we all miss him still. I mean, it's amazing how so many years could pass, and when you don't have that closure that you still really, really want just that person to be right next to you. And he should be right next to us, based on what we understand now over the years. Because I believed everything the government told me for years after the event. I said, you know what, I'm going to trust the government, I'm going to trust what they're telling me. Well, you know what, after a few years, I really began to question a lot of things. I started reading some books, I started watching some of the online videos and documentaries, and then I said, you know what, I'm going to leave an open mind to this, because there's enough people even that are speaking to me. You know, Manny, you're smart, you could look at this objectively, and it took a couple of years, at least, James, to really get to the point where I felt I was able to understand the depth and the magnitude of my uncle's murder, and how the story that our government told us conflicted tremendously with the facts and the evidence as it stood. So figure from about 2004 to 2006 was that time when I was up countless nights researching and listening to family members that had spoken out at that point. I remember first hearing Bob McElveen, and I was amazed that, a man, a history teacher, was able to look at this information that he was given about his son, Bobby, and really come to a very different conclusion than what we were told. So about 2006, the end of 2006, found out about New York 9/11 Truth, found out that there was a youth group in there called Change, and helped, really allow for We Are Change to break away from the 9/11 Truth, get into the streets, do street actions, do educational events. I was surrounded by people that had knowledge about my uncle's murder, that were telling me new things I haven't heard, directing me to places that I knew were places that I could research. And then I'd say ever since the beginning of 2007, every Saturday we're down at Ground Zero handing out flyers, information. We attend events. We host events. And then, of course, there's other groups that have picked up the ball too, when it comes to addressing family members, first responders, and survivors' concerns. NYC CAN is an initiative that was taking place in New York. Well, NYC CAN picked that up, and we collected 80,000 signatures from New York City voters, being able to just approach people one-on-one with a petition in hand, asking them if they'd like to sign a petition to be able to vote on a comprehensive and fact-driven investigation. Listening to what they had to say, that was another point, another historical point that really allowed for the closure. You see, we did find Uncle Tom's body. We found his body a few months after the event. and we were able to properly bury him. But his memory lasts, and the life lessons that he taught us last, and ultimately the family is going to continue for the rest of our lives to pursue the justice that is due, because I don't want my uncle's name being used in vain and being used to ferment further fear and further hatred like so many family members feel because of these wars that have been started since the event, because of all these non-issues that the media has sprung up, the latest being the community center. It's vitally important that we get to the truth, and with organizations that even I've participated with, We Are Change and NYC Can, and now the Building What campaign. This is the first time family members are getting on national television and saying we have to continue to investigate. And ultimately, Building What is going to be going around the world. We're going to be, you know, showing commercials everywhere throughout the country, but we're starting first in New York City. Building What started last year when Judge Lerner, in the courtroom, when our lawyer, Dennis McMahon, said, you know, the 9/11 Commission, you know, didn't answer a lot of questions, and specifically the question about Building 7. And then the judge replied, Building What? So, to have a judge not, you know, understand a 47-story skyscraper that's demolished in his city, you know, it really shows that that the facts of Building 7 have never been properly shown to the public. So that's what we're doing now. We're getting this campaign out to buildingwhat.org, and it's going to change a lot of minds. It's going to change perception, but ultimately it's going to give people basic knowledge about something that an event that took place during my uncle's murder, and hopefully will allow people to begin to critically think, logically reason, and to consider asking more questions and consider getting active in pursuing that justice and accountability.
Well, as you mentioned, it's so important to break that barrier and to finally have 9/11 victims' family members on television questioning the official government conspiracy theory of 9/11, and that might represent the final nail in the coffin of the old canard that the TV media has long employed, that questioning 9/11 is disrespectful to 9/11 victims' family members. From your own experience, what can you say about the numbers of family members who still have questions about the official government story of 9/11?
You know, the victims' family members are exactly like the rest of the American population. There's no difference. We've all been psychologically conditioned concerning this event since the day of the event. We've all went through trauma, you know, first responders, survivors, and family members much more so. So that trauma still is there for a lot of people. It sets up a psychological block for people to be able to consider questioning. So I'd say that little by little, family members are coming to grips. The trauma is receding, but it's a difficult mountain to climb because there's so much that we haven't been told about the murders, and you know it takes a long time for a lot of things to sink in. You also have to have an understanding of false flag operations. You have to have an understanding how governments work behind the scenes, how they tell the public one thing and privately something completely different happens. You have to understand how the media operates, you know, to further, you know, that government propaganda. I mean, I even see all these shows that are coming out this week, you know, by these big corporations, you know, History Channel, Discovery Channel, National Geographic, which is further implanting that official story into people's minds. And that's what I'm thinking, James. I'm thinking, what are the family members, you know, what are they thinking when they see this? Are they, you know, just emotionally grieving, or are they looking at this and saying, wait a second, you know, that really didn't happen like that, or you know, that didn't happen. Until, you know, family members especially, but also first responders and survivors begin to speak up and say, you know, we need to find out what happened, because ultimately, the truth of the event saves lives. Knowing the truth is going to save countless lives. So it's going to be difficult. It has been, but little by little, we're chipping away and we're getting through that ongoing psychological operation that the government has put upon the family members and the American people. And with buildingwhat.org, this is one step towards, I think, the right direction. and hopefully, more people will speak out. You know, there are survivors, and there are first responders, and there are family members that have spoken out. New people speak out all the time. Now it's just a matter of really engaging the public and saying it's quite all right to question this. It's the most patriotic thing you could possibly do is to question your own government, you know, for people that are still in that mindset where they wrap their flag around them. But ultimately, there's never been accountability in this entire process. There's never been justice. You know, people say, oh, it's justice if we go and we murder innocent Muslim families half a world away. You know, publicly, you know, we're being told about, you know, to fear and to hate. Well, when privately, we're in these places just to grab their resources and resources that we need to further our empire building. I mean, there's a million motives for 9/11. And ultimately, I think that once the family members understand the history and understand how false flag operations and how governments work, it'll be a lot easier for them to understand that, you know, this is needed. This is needed in our life. We have to get to the truth because the truth saves lives.
Well, that's exactly true. So let's step back for a minute. I know you were involved in the NYC CAN initiative last year to establish a local New York City commission to investigate 9/11. And ultimately, that initiative was unsuccessful. But perhaps you can tell us a little bit about the initiative and what you've learned from that experience.
Well, it was an amazing experience to, like I said before, to be able to speak with people one-on-one in the streets, ask them if they'd like to. A lot of people, you know, said, send me information or I don't want to right now. And, you know, it really just takes a very simple, reading of the petition, understanding that the petition was set up for a fact-driven, comprehensive investigation. It was set up so we could answer questions. 70% of family questions were never answered during the only political. So it's vitally important that we have all those questions answered. Going through the whole legal process, understanding how the city was fighting tooth and nail to not have this petition on the November ballot, it would have been a very simple yes or no, and the city did not even want citizens within New York to be able to say yes or no. The New York City Law Department said it wasn't a proper subject to be put in front of the voters. What I find fascinating is that, city officials can pull up 9/11 anytime they want, but as long as their comments go along with the official government conspiracy theory. Unfortunately, the city got it wrong. It is a very important subject to be placed in front of New York City voters to allow them to say yes to a proper investigation into murders, thousands of murders that took place right here in New York. So going through that process, going through the legal process, you know, it really offered a tremendous understanding of how corrupt the bureaucracy that we live in is. And it really takes people, you know, taking action individually to really push for what we need in this country. And what we need in this country right now is we need to be able to look at 9/11 objectively. We need to be able to look at the evidence as it stands and not through the prism and not through the psychological operation that the government is continuing to put on top of us. So the petition process was excellent. We furthered it. We went to New Hampshire. New Hampshire is a great state. You know, there's a lot of people up there that understand that, you know, the government should be working for us and for we the people. So in New Hampshire, there was a town that voted to have a proper investigation. They went to the voting box and they voted. That's where you start. You start on the community level. You start on a small level. Now, here in New York, it's the largest city in the country, but we started on the community level. You know, we eventually took NYC CAN after the petition process, after we made it all the way to the state Supreme Court. We then began this campaign, this Building What campaign, through NYC CAN. And now we have already met with at least 20 of the 51 council members in New York City. The New York City Council, that's 51 members that represent different areas of New York City, of the five boroughs. Bob McElveen attended the majority of those meetings, along with an architect and an engineer that are part of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Ted Walter, who put together the NYC CAN, was attending those meetings. We then did a fax, email, and call-in campaign to the City Council, as well as the District Attorney of Manhattan. And now we're going to have a television advertisement campaign. So ultimately, a lot of it does start from the petition process, from, you know, collecting signatures of concerned citizens, submitting it to your local community boards or legislatures, and then going from there. I mean, it really activates people. It gets people involved in truly in our democratic process. Unfortunately, our democratic process has seemed to come down to sitting in front of the TV and just flipping the channels between entertainment and sports, and that's not how democracy should be. You know, I'm down at Ground Zero, and I ask people, you know, why we know more about celebrity than we know about the five provisions of our First Amendment. You know, and it's really tough for people to tell me all five provisions. So, you know, we really got to get engaged again, and it's actions like buildingwhat.org is taking, like NYC CAN, We Are Change takes, that really gets people out there, gets people involved. And that's what we need to do. We have to.
Well, you're right. That local initiative idea is so exciting, because it's quite obvious, I think, that change is never going to happen from the top down. It can only happen from the bottom up. And it's so important to take back local governments and to engage with the local political system. So I think that is an excellent phenomenon, and I'm sure it will only continue to expand from here. But let's move to the Building What campaign specifically. So how and when did this come about, and who else is involved with this project?
Well, we have a number of different organizations that are supporting this part of the project. Firefighters for 9/11 Truth, Politicians for 9/11 Truth, you know, David Ray Griffin. We have Karen Johnson, you know, people that signed on to say, I will support this. We have donations from a number of people that have donated to NYC CAN that are supporting Building What. You know, the Building What campaign, like I said, started with the fax and email campaign after the petition process, and now we're going to television. It has to be the family members, it has to be first responders and survivors that make the case, because we're the ones that were most intimately affected. So the Building What campaign is going to start locally on television stations, broadcast and cable here in New York. We're going to be getting on some radio spots. And we're going to see, we're going to gauge, you know, people's responses. We're going to be able to get an idea of just how successful it is by people coming to the site. It's buildingwhat.org, you know, going through the site, commenting on the site, donating. What we really are looking for is we're looking to change people's perception and allow for people to feel safe, to feel safe talking about this event. You know, that ultimately, I think, is what holds a lot of people back. People feel that they might lose social status, or they might be labeled something, or they might, you know, they just don't feel comfortable. Well, you know, what's amazing is that, you know, I've been talking with people, and a lot of my friends have said, oh, you're just too involved in this. My family say, oh, you're too involved. Well, you can never be too involved in finding out what happened to your loved one. You can never be too involved in participating in the democracy that was set up, envisioned by our founding fathers. You can never be too involved. I really think that it comes down to, you know, involvement in any way you can. Use the skill sets that you own to go out there and do it. And I could speak well to people. You know, I'm comfortable with listening. The first thing you got to do is listen, and then you respond, they say, appropriately, and you give certain facts. Building What allows for people to look at two different angles of the Solomon Brothers building, WTC7, and allows for them to look at it and say, wait a second, first, for the ones that never saw it, they're looking at a building that obviously is coming down not from fires, which our government said. It's obviously coming down with every support being broken. at the same time, and that is what is called controlled demolition. Well, even if people don't have that initial thought in their head, they're at least going to begin to question, wait a second, how did that building come down? Like, when did this happen? And where was it? You know, they're going to take a look and see that it was hundreds of feet away from the North Tower, which you know, also came down into its own footprint and turned from over 100 stories into just a pile of dust and debris that was only six stories tall. Building 7 was cleaned up. It was the first one to be cleaned up, and nobody was allowed to go anywhere near there, and all of a sudden, there's a new Building 7 there. So, you know, at the very least, Building What campaign is going to allow for people to gain knowledge they didn't have before, and it will hopefully get people to say, you know what, I want to do something about this, because if I wasn't told about this by my government, what else am I not being told about? So, you know, definitely buildinglot.org's potential is amazing, and we really want to, you know, make a great impression on people that, you know what, family members know and understand the need for a proper investigation, and this is where we're going to start.
Well, I think you're right. It is such an incredible opportunity to present this information to people who might not otherwise have any outlet for receiving it, because as amazing as it might seem to those of us in the alternative media, there are still people who really don't start to think about things until they see it on TV. So certainly to have a television advertising campaign showing them the truth about Building 7, or at least showing them Building 7 itself, is an exciting idea. Is there any plan for extending this campaign or going into other areas, or is it simply going to be the television advertising campaign?
We're going to do television advertising initially here in New York. We're going to expand to broadcast and cable initially here in New York, and then we're going to do some radio spots on New York stations, and we are expanding it. We're going to be expanding it across the country. We're going to be picking out different markets. Of course, we're going to go to the markets like Chicago and Los Angeles, most likely initially, you know, other larger cities, you know, just because people, you know, if you're working in an office building, and then for the first time you hear that here's an office building that you had no idea about that came down into its own footprint on 9/11, you know, you really sit there and you begin to question, and that's why we have so much support from all these different, you know, 9/11 truth groups that have been set up. I mean, you know, not firefighters for 9/11 Truth, you know, they cite the codes. You know, like, we still haven't even looked at the majority of the code issues that would take place if a proper investigation took place into what happened to WTC-7, which was only mentioned in one sentence in the 9/11 omission report. So, you know, ultimately, it will be expanded. We're looking to get it around the world. This anniversary, we're looking to get coverage, and most likely we're going to get coverage from international networks and international media outlets, because that's usually how it is. For some reason, people in other places on the planet know more about the events of 9/11 than even Americans do, because our media works hand-in-hand with our government in ensuring that we don't get the full story, that we don't know the facts of the case. So, you know, ultimately it will be around the world, but it's starting here in New York, and it's going to be expanding to major cities here in the U.S. over the next few months. And hopefully within the next few months, we'll be able to really make a great impact and really allow for people to understand that family members do want the truth and know that we haven't gotten it yet. And that's what we're trying to do. Buildingwatt.org is a great vehicle to do that.
So what are your monetary goals for this initial part of the campaign, and how can people donate to help reach those goals?
Well, some of the goals are real simple. It's getting on, getting interviews with people like yourself, James, getting out there, speaking to the base, the people that are in the know, the people that understand, you know, the events of that day as the facts present. The goals are to try to reach out to people that have had supported us before, but might not have you know, done so recently. We're looking to have coverage by different news stations, different media outlets, ranging from, you know, interviews from newspapers to foreign interviews. The goals that we've set up for Building Watt are to try to raise at least $100,000 to have an initial the start of the campaign, and then after that to try to bring in donors as they come. You know, we are reaching out to our larger donors, and we're asking them, you know, if they'd like to continue their support with this very unique type of campaign. This has never been done before. So ultimately, it's collecting donations. It's furthering people's knowledge about the event. It's getting feedback and improving on our message. It's putting, you know, even newer videos of the demolition of Building 7 in front of the public on TV to watch, so, you know, we can really get to the people that that, you know that something's wrong with 9/11, but aren't sure what. And this is one of the shining examples of how well you know, the American people have been kept in the dark about some of the larger events of that day. So, you know, buildingwatt.org is going to really start something new and start something that I think might be picked up not just here in New York, but around this country and around the world. I really think that other family members and first responders and survivors are going to start speaking up and want to participate. We're looking for participation from those three groups and as well as from the scientific community. And we're hoping to reach, you know, basically your politically active adults, you know, ranging in age from their 20s to their 50s, that participate in different events. So ultimately, buildingwatt.org is going to be able to do that.
Well, I certainly hope my listeners will go to buildingwatt.org and consider donating to help support that campaign, because it is such an exciting step, I think, for the 9/11 truth movement. But as we sit here on the brink of the 9th anniversary, Manny Badillo, are there any final thoughts you'd like to leave the audience with about the importance of this anniversary and the importance of not only maintaining but actually increasing our efforts to get to the truth of 9/11?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you. 100 thank yous to everybody that's ever done anything for to get to the justice and accountability, for standing for my family. And I think I speak also for people like Bob McElveen and Donna Marshall Connor and Michelle Little when I say thank you. You know, that's from the heart, because you know, we're the ones who were so affected, and everyone else was too, but you know, to stand with people that you know, have researched and have gone through the same traumas, and to stand with those people that know the vital importance of getting to the bottom of this mass murder, of this criminal act that still is not solved. You know, there's more information coming in every day, so I just want to say thank you to everyone that has stood for the truth and for the accountability and for the justice. And that this year's events in New York City, you know, go to wearechange.org, take a look at some of the events we have planned, participate if you can. You know, we'd really appreciate, you know, like-minded people that are willing to speak one-on-one with anyone. You know, consider, you know, using whatever skills you have to get the word out. I mean, you know, we have great writers that we're surrounded by. We have great researchers. We have great videographers, people that do great graphics. I mean, participate, continue to do so. I mean, know that you, that everyone out there, that you have the support of the family members that do know that we've been lied to, and that do know that the truth saves countless lives and brings peace to this world. I mean, if we can get the truth about 9/11 out, we could not only save lives, but we could begin to have a true healing, and we can begin to get to the peace that we deserve. Enough of these wars of attrition and empire that are just murdering innocents in my uncle's name. So, yeah, I'll end with saying thank you, and I'm humbled by the actions that so many have taken over the years, including yourself, James. And it's really amazing to be surrounded and to know that there are people out there that strive for the same ideals that you have. So thank you.
Well, on behalf of myself and my listeners, I'd like to thank you and all the victims' family members who have had the courage to speak out on the official 9/11 story and to question that story, and also to have the perseverance to doggedly pursue 9/11 truth and justice for so many years in the face of so much opposition. So absolutely my hat's off to you and everyone else who's in the ring trying to take action. And certainly I hope people will take a look at buildingwhat.org and consider making a donation and helping out in whatever way that is possible. And also, of course, going to wearechange.org to find out more about the New York 9/11 ninth anniversary events. Manny Badillo, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you, James.